Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
102.7. It is Kiss FM. We're all here. Sissany, Tanya, Seacrest, and Chris Martin joining us now.
Hey.
Chris Martin, it is
Hi, great to see you.
How are you, buddy?
Hi.
I'm really grateful to be with you three.
I'm so curious to know, you know, we're going to play this new song, which I'm so excited about. I played it it's watermarked, so I can only play it so many times before it vanished. But we're going to play it in a second. How was the last year for you? Creative minds, artists, normally touring all your life. What was the biggest challenge in terms of, in that context for you, Chris, and Coldplay?
Well, thanks, Ryan. That's a great question. I mean, I don't think it would be remiss to say that anything was challenging on a world. You know, people are going through really crazy challenges. So we've been okay. We just haven't been able to play music for people, which is not the end of the world. But I think for me personally, it was like a real indicator that we are one family on earth. And we really... The welfare of someone else is the same as your welfare, and a virus can, you know, show how borders and all that stuff don't really mean anything. So for me, it was quite humbling in a way. If part of you is like, I'm a big rock star, I'm this, I'm that. It was like, no, you're just part of the human gang.
Yeah.
And so I found it very humanizing and very humbling, and, of course, I'm very grateful we were able to keep recording and doing one half of what we love. So I've been okay.
Did you find yourself, because you were probably, you know, in one place more often, even more focused, did you find yourself more inspired to write some of the lyrics you've written?
Kind of. I mean, I like to work all the time. So I think I would do that wherever.
Anyway,
to paraphrase Shakira, but I would. So, I forgot the question, but
we've talked to several different artists throughout the course of the last 12 months. Many of them have been inspired in a different way to really write a lot of music. And I'm sure you do that all the time, but some have found it to be from a different lens, if you will.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I think we had quite a clear, I don't really know where songs come from and so forth. So this might sound a bit weird, but I sort of get told where we're going, if that makes any sense. And we kind of stayed on that path. I'm almost like following a road. I know it doesn't make any sense.
It does in a way. Do melodies come first usually in your head, or did lyrics come later, or how does that work for you?
Often a title, like this new song, Higher Power, that was a title first.
Really?
And then I was trying to see what song could be around it, and then the actual song just kind of landed from space.
Was it as upbeat as it is now? We're going to play for everybody in a second. Was it as upbeat originally, or did it become more and more upbeat? It was.
Well, this is one of those songs that just kind of fell from the sky in one go. And it started, you can hear it in the first thing that happened was a drum beat on a sync.
Really?
And I did that on my phone, and then the rest of the song just sort of blurched through.
Was built around
dope.
It. Chris is with us now. I think he and Johnny Buckland are giving me a week off on American Top 40. So thank you for that. They're going to be playing the biggest songs in the USA. So you'll play. Yeah, I don't think Shakira's on there right now, but definitely Ariana Grande. She's on there a lot. And Justin's on there a lot too. Justin Bieber.
What are your main tips though, Ryan, in terms of nailing
Look, them? Chris, as you know, as a pro at this, generally I say the title of the song. I say the artist, and then I say a number, and then I go backwards, right? So you have 40 and then 39 and 38. So if you can go from 40 to 1 backwards, challenging, and hit the post. You got to hit the post on these songs, right? You're known to have a long intro for many of your tracks, which is a it's like a heaven for me. I can say so many things, which you probably hate, but I can say so many things over 33 seconds of your intros. many of these artists now are 00 or 01. So get, Watermelon Sugar, 00. So you got to get it all
really?
In fast. Yeah. Yeah. So
we like to leave you enough space to say our weight and our height and our shoe size.
Yeah,
and
all then of it. But if you're going to do, you know, like Harry Styles, let's warm you up. So here, Watermelon Sugar, for example, Chris, is going to be number, I'm making this up, number 13 this week. Do you want to practice?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
This is our young friend, Harry Styles. He was in a band called One Direction. He's 7'2". He weighs 600 pounds. This is his song. Something about sugar. I can't read, of course. Here, please enjoy. Ryan will be back next week.
Next week, thank God. And afterwards, my mother listens, and she would like for you to really break down what Harry means by watermelon sugar. She's asked for you to, she tweeted you that. So if you don't mind explaining what that means, that'd be great. I have not yet done that.
I believe it's something to do with the crystallization process.
That's right.
That takes place. If I don't know what it means.
No, it has to do with the process from, you know, fruit to Jolly Rancher. It's really that whole transition. So I think you'll nail it. Let's come back.
They are, of course, made from real watermelon.
Of course they are. Right. Exactly. just like Strawberry Quick is made from strawberry milk. Let's come back in 100%. 1 second with Chris Martin. I want to play this track, Higher Power, next for you on Kiss FM. So it's upbeat at its Higher Power, 102.7, Kiss FM, Coldplay there. So Chris Martin with us. That must be one of many things to come, correct?
First of all, thanks for playing it. I hope that will be followed by other musical things, yeah.
But did you decide to release that? I mean, it's a great song. It fits right here in the mix of everything we're playing at this radio station, which is great. Is that something that is indicative of the style of music that's coming from Coldplay?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. We were lucky enough to have Max Martin produce.
Oh my gosh, he's a legend.
He's right now he's our. It's like an old school producer. He's our producer, and he's just wonderful. And it's been so joyful.
Have you guys ever worked with Max?
No, we met at a Rihanna show in Sweden, mm-hmm. and we'd always I think I maybe respected him more from a distance and he respected us somewhat from a distance. And it's sort of gradually over time we've found each other, and that's been the most amazing part of our last year is that relationship with him.
I remember, Chris, I mean, years ago, you probably don't because you were talking to everybody under the sun then when Yellow came out, and you came into the Star Lounge at a radio station I was working at years and years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Perform songs from that album. In those early days, did you ever see Coldplay working with Max Martin?
Funny enough, I did. But I knew it would be a while.
Really?
And we both had to do a bit like, you know, you hear people get married when they're 33 and they knew each other since they were 7. But right. they had to live a bit.
Yeah.
What about the merging of, I'm thinking back to when you did music with Rihanna. Did you ever think of that in the beginning? Artists like that?
Well, I didn't. She, of course, was not out yet. But yeah, I feel like I always felt that we would start quite indie mm-hmm. and then just mm-hmm. follow the muse. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's really all I and we do is just things just sort of seem to say where they want to go.
There was a year that I had the opportunity to see you, the Chili Peppers, and you too. Together at Slane Castle.
That
was a really, really cool show.
And we opened for them,
You opened for them, right?
That was on our first album. Yeah.
That was during the first album.
Wow.
And imagine, Sisney, you're seeing Coldplay to start, and then I think the Peppers, and then U2 closes it out. And
that's
you're outside of Dublin, wasn't it? Outside of Dublin at this at this venue. And it was one of the most coolest combination of shows. But you then knew you would evolve with things that are current and things like this.
I think in a serious answer. One of the most amazing blessings that we've had as a band is to exist in the time of the internet and of tribal music barriers falling down.
Yeah.
So that maybe 25 years ago, it was like, this band is alternative, this band is ska, this artist is... Now I feel like all of that is just nonsense, and you just do music. Mm-hmm. And you can work with anyone that you want to work with. And there's no boundaries. It's a sort of, it's a strange mini utopia, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel that we really love that. And we like to work with just people that we think are great, no matter who they are or what they look like or what they sound like.
And also, Chris is going to be working with the Idol, American Idol contestants, this Sunday live. I'll be there coast to coast. What inspired you to want to work with them this year, Chris?
Well, like I said, over the years, our rules and limitations on ourselves have all disappeared. And for a long time, that meant like we didn't want to play American Idol, or we didn't want to do this, or we felt that we couldn't do that. And that's all just gone out of the window. And we now just do what we think is cool and feels right. And it just feels really right now to show up at American Idol. I really like talking to young singers and seeing what they're up to. And people are so talented now. I think that the stigma around some of those shows has gone in terms of the types of people that apply to be part of the competition. So you can just breath. Talents, and I often learn quite a lot. I definitely would never have made it on one of those shows. That's
really?
Yeah, for sure.
You would never have tried out for one of those shows. I mean,
but I
you
think
would
now
never...
I would. If I was 19 now, I definitely would.
We've seen you absolutely make the right point, because we've seen, you know, the early days of pop contestants, and now it's singer songwriters. It's all kinds of different artists, because
everyone
wants a break.
That's the kind of world I like living in, is everyone's allowed to be themselves. And,
in a strange way,
I feel that American Idol represents that this weekend.
What do you think about, I'm looking at the chart and you see artists that are 15, 16, 19, you know, Billy, Olivia, Tate McRae.
Yeah.
How is it? That wasn't that way years ago, right? We weren't playing teenagers all the time. What do you think's going on? What's happening?
I don't know how much age has to do with it.
Yeah.
I do think that, just there's a quicker access from artist to listener. That means that if you're 17, you have an awesome song, you don't have to wait 3 years and get signed like this or that. You just
put it out.
People make their own buzz, and a song can blow up overnight. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, of course, is just, you know, she's a genius, and her brother is a genius. They are a genius. And it just so happens that they're really young. But if they'd waited another 10 years, they'd still be really popular.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's quick access to being able to share, to distribute faster than before.
And to record really well in your bedroom. You know, that wasn't possible 20 years ago.
Because of technology now, sure.
You know, so you don't have to wait for permission to be great.
Coldplay's new song, Higher Power, is out now. Idol this Sunday. You can watch The Mentor. It's great to see you, bro. I'm so happy that we're connecting this way. I've missed seeing you this last year or so. And look forward to that. I would really look forward to that, Chris. Thanks for taking the time, bro.
I'm really grateful to speak to you, and I'll see you around.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll play that Coldplay song coming up in just a few minutes again here at Kiss FM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.